Hello, listeners, and thank you for tuning into the Roll One podcast. I'm your host and game master, Jake Lucas. If this is your first time, I recommend you go back and listen to the first episode. Roll One is a podcast where I play a Star Wars role-playing game with a group of New York City improvisers. Each episode builds upon each other, so it's best to begin at the beginning. For those of you who are returning, welcome back and enjoy the show.
Gone is the Old Republic, and with its guardians, the Jedi Knights. After nearly being wiped out by the machinations of the Sith Lord Darth Sidious, and few surviving Jedi were forced into hiding. It is the job of the Inquisitorius to hunt the remaining Jedi, and make sure that their light never again re-emerges. One Inquisitor, the Ninth Brother, has been temporarily pulled from his normal duties, and has been given the priority assignment, hunt down his apprentice from when he was a Jedi Knight.
So yeah, we wipe away from that, and I think at this point maybe we're seeing this the Defiler over Fondor docking in a spaceport, and the Lambda shuttle coming out of it, making its way down onto the planet. Included in the dossier, as you read it further in your travels, there is a contact who knows more about the specific location of Zeri, and it is a Kubazian.
Kubazian?
Yeah, Kubaz.
Oh, Kubaz, yeah.
Kubaz, sorry, Kubazian's a language. Yep. I was reading a lot of wiki, guys. Yeah, Kubaz, who is, on the surface, an art dealer, but is actually a black market weapons research, weapons patent, almost, dealer. So he doesn't deal in physical weapons, he deals in theoretical technologies that are being developed, that gotcha. He sells under the table. And he does sell to the Empire. You do note that he is keyed as a person of importance and should not be harmed.
Okay.
What's his name?
His name is Shurdan Kreese. S-H-U-R-D-A-N. C-R-I-Z-Z. So he is the alien race with the long anteater-like snouts.
Oh, okay.
They're very much humanoid anteaters.
Yeah. Right, is that the, he plays the piano in one of the bands?
No, this one is from A New Hope.
Oh, okay.
He's
okay.
The one who, reported on seeing
right,
Anakin.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of the times they wear, goggles or something over their eyes.
Yeah, because they can't see.
Yeah, light sensitive eyes. Yeah. That he is in a richer district of Fondor, in a penthouse that he stays in.
So I imagine I'm still on the shuttle, on the shuttle, or no, we've docked the Star Destroyer in the docks over Fondor. Mm-hmm. So I imagine I'm walking down and I'm looking at the data pad. Mm-hmm.
What can you tell me about what she was seen here doing? I say to Chuck as I'm walking. I'm assuming we're doing a walk and talk.
Yeah, a Sorkin.
Sorkin walk and talk.
Sorkins.
Yes,
you know that she was helping, mostly helping orphanages, street children, feeding people, tending to the sick, but also asking around about kids.
Yeah, it seems she was mostly dealing with the poor, the needy. She kept asking about children. She wanted to know a lot about children, kids.
She's looking for an apprentice. She's trying to foolishly rebuild the Jedi Order. Can't have that now. How did she come to Imperial Intelligence's attention?
The few families who needed some credits gave up the information willingly, after she apparently asked questions about their child.
Inquisitor nods.
And how does she have any connection to this dealer?
Apparently he's part information broker and has information.
Very well.
I hit a button on my comm.
Have a shuttle ready. We're heading down to the Kree's residence.
Here, Stormtrooper. Just Inquisitor, at once. Wipe away and show the shuttle making its way down onto planet. And you make your way into a fairly opulent part of Fondor, where all the buildings are very high and very sleek, organic looking, and well decorated.
Is it daytime, nighttime?
It is daytime still. Cool. Yeah, the sun is pouring down over the heavily industrialized city of Fondor as you land on a landing pad on the top of the building. And there are a few guards, and two HK series droids.
Sweet.
Okay. On the scale, just for to picture this, is on the scale of like Metropolis to Blade Runner 2049 LA, yeah. Like where would this lie?
I mean, Fondor, it's like probably, if Blade Runner 2049 is a 10, we'll say.
Okay.
This is like a maybe a 7.5.
Okay.
So it's it's pretty well technologied and sleek.
Okay.
You definitely flew over parts of it that were more about, you know, refining raw materials, lots of smoke and smog. There are slum areas, but this part, definitely closer to 2049's like rich district.
Imagine we're like on the top of a building, pretty much. Or...
Yeah, you were on the very top on a landing pad.
Cool. And you said there's, two HKs and...
There's two HK droids that are... standing at the edge of the pad, and six guards.
Cool.
Of varying races.
I make my way down the landing ramp with my entourage.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah!
Weirdest episode of Entourage.
Oh.
Turtle, do that thing you do with vodka shots!
Oh, God.
I hate Entourage, by the way.
It's fucking trash.
Anyway. So you make your way onto the landing pad, a couple guards shout at you, but the HK droids seem to be in charge, and both of them come up and in their robotic voices say, "You are expected. Follow.
Take me to Kreese.
Follow." And they spin around. They both have heavy blasters, and you follow them. Two guards shadow your group as well, and you make your way down into this lift that goes a few floors. And do you want to do anything while you're in the lift?
I do want to say that on the shuttle I came down, Lieutenant Kati is on the shuttle with like a detachment, like a squad of stormtroopers. But I'm bringing Danica and... is it Lieutenant Danica?
Yes, Lieutenant. Also Lieutenant Danica.
Yeah. I'm bringing Lieutenant Frode and Lieutenant...
The Finley.
Finley with me.
Mm-hmm. And so the three of you are shadowed by two droids and two guards. You go down into the lift and it opens into a rather opulent apartment. And it's actually this center lift opens up into a small hallway with two doors to either side. And then the center is this large circular lounge. And there are paintings, hanging drapery, what look like fine tapestries, silks, lots of art, vases. And everything is decorated in very flowery plant motifs. Yeah, I noticed that too. There we go. That's probably better. Yeah. Sorry about that scratch.
No worries. I was. I mean, I could get that.
As we get off the elevator, Chuck Finley lets out a
lot of money. Yeah. And in the center, you see a just regally dressed Kubaz in this big cushiony chair, and next to it, he has his hand in a big brass bowl or pot or jar, I guess. And he sees you, and there are two more HK series droids behind him in his chair. And there is a couch to his right, and another big chair to his left. And he says, "Oh, Inquisitor, it's very good to see you. Please, come in."
I do so. I walk in casually and sort of look around the area, not admiring it, but like just sort of studying it. Like,
this is a very opulent estate you have here.
Oh, thank you. You are too kind.
I see. You've chosen to do this with the money the Empire pays you?
Yes, this and a lot of other things.
This is your prerogative. Who am I to judge?
Well, I judge art. Everyone has their opinion, wouldn't you say?
Everyone has many opinions, unfortunately.
Sure. You see him look away for a moment, and his hand reaches out of the jar, and it's covered in little beetles that are covered in a fine brown dust, and he just... puts his hand into his mouth and just sucks them in. Mm. Oh. What was it you needed, again, the information, right?
I need information about Zarine Kordath.
Yes, the strange woman asking about the children.
You do see him also, like, kind of, his eyes glaze over a little bit as he's talking.
I kind of snap, like,
hey, what? Sorry.
Hey, are you high right now?
Yes, I am.
He takes another handful of the bugs and stuffs them in his mouth. You also see around his snout, it is crusted and dried with this brown material.
I'm just standing by him, hands clasped behind my back. And I looked at Chuck, and I look at Danica, sort of like giving you a subtle cue, like, take it away.
Listen, Mr. Kreese, we really need that information. If you could please give it to us right now, that would be much appreciated.
Yeah, the faster we get out of here, the faster you get paid, the faster we get our mission done, the faster I get to go out and have drinks with the boys, you know, come on.
Oh, well, brevity is fun, but, well, you know, maybe I learned a little bit more about this woman, and maybe the price can change a little bit, you know, be discussed.
Listen, unless your information is about, your extra information's about location or something like that, we don't care what else you've dragged up.
Oh, I think you probably will. But, you know...
I kind of look at the Inquisitor like, can I just say it?
I just look at you for a second, and I walk over standing over this guy. And I dip my finger into where the bugs are. Mm-hmm. And I just, like, give you a nod. And I lift the finger up, and I started just examining it, all the bugs crawling there.
Mm-hmm. The fact that she's a former Jedi apprentice is no new news to us.
Of course.
We just want to know where she is,
I say, and I'm just studying the bugs crawling all over the fur on my fingers.
You can also tell at this point, that's spice. Yep.
I take a bite. Like, put the bugs in my snout and I lick them clean.
Just one. They're, like, dusted, so yeah. It's like, you know, a Dorito of spice, if you will.
Yeah.
And it crunches satisfyingly in between your teeth. And, yeah, you feel, like, the numbness on your tongue a little bit.
It's really a shame, Spice, how easy it is to overdose. You have to be careful about that.
Yes, but of course, you know, with the modern medicine we have today, that shouldn't be too much of a problem.
I'm leaning over him. Yes, but if you're indulging all on your own, you never know if you might make a mistake.
Can I make a coercion check?
I'm going to have him roll against your terrifying, though.
Cool. Well, I'm going to actively make a coercion check, which is much higher. What's the difficulty?
This is going to be difficulty 3, actually.
Cool. Got 3 yellow dice. I got a triumph.
Oh, shit!
But it's technically a net failure.
It is!
With 2 advantages.
Okay. That's okay. I have an idea for this. He is visibly shaken. And, like, he's just watching you, and when you crunch down on the bug, he just kind of winces the way you do it, because he doesn't have teeth. And as you get closer, he's like, you won't hurt me. I'm too important to the Empire.
I kind of give him a look like, don't do that, that's not going to work.
Yeah, Danica is back like,
no. I kind of motion to his guards like, hey, you guys might want to get out
of
here.
Yeah, well, the human guards. Oh, the human guards have left.
Oh, okay.
All that remains are the HK droids.
Yeah.
And the 2 behind him do, like, raise their blasters.
I'm going to try and, like, nod conspicuously, like, back up. How far behind are the 2 that came with us?
They're, like, at the entrance of the lift.
Okay, so. Yeah. Sorry. I just kind of want to, like, position myself a little bit so that I could, like, dive for cover if needed be.
Yeah, there's cover around.
Yeah.
There's plenty of, like,
so I'm actively like, ah, shit, when this hits the fan, where am I gonna go?
Yeah.
I lean down into him, and I gently cup his cheek with my hand.
Oh, sunken, weird anteater cheek?
Yeah, I just gently cup it, and I just, with my thumb, caress it.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Jesus.
This is
fucked. Yeah, he's a weird dude.
Oh, I would never hurt you. You're a loyal member of the... You're a loyal servant of the Empire.
That's right.
And you have a comfortable arrangement with us, would you say?
Yes.
It's a very relaxed relationship. Why don't you relax and, as a loyal servant of the Empire, do your duty and tell us what you can about Zareed Kordath.
Fine. She has allies here. She's conscripted people to help her. That's what I know. She's not alone.
What sort of allies?
Mercenaries. Some people she's rallied in the small communities of the poor areas here. Done a lot of charity work. Ugh. Getting people on her side. It's really not good for anyone at this point.
Would you say these people that she's coerced are... professionals, or are we dealing with rabble here?
There are some professionals. It's a mix. She kind of takes what she can get here. There's not a lot. At least, not a lot that would work with her.
Do you know if she has any coordination with other rebel sects?
Not that I know of. There's not many here on Fondor. I was surprised she was here in the first place.
Yes, interesting choice of all words. Audacious. Ostentatious, perhaps. Much like the art here. What is it you do again? You collect art for the Empire, technology for the Empire, I say. And I'm just still gently caressing
myself. Just sort of a hobby. I sell it on the side. I'm a bit of a connoisseur.
You know art style I'm a fan of?
No.
Brutalism.
That makes a lot of sense.
Does it now?
I
am also a fan of various tribal art.
This is turning into an episode of Entourage.
Can you show me what you have in that style, if anything?
I'm afraid I don't have much of that in my collection.
Not much.
Or
but not any.
I sort of enjoy the beauty of nature.
And he gestures around. You actually see the two HK droids behind him are different than the two that brought you in. They are also decorated in floral and wood grain patterns on their chassis. Yeah, and everything. Everything is flowers, wood, trees, branches.
I let go of him and I walk towards the AK droid. The HK droid. And I just look at it and I'm just... You get right up close to it, not afraid of it, just generally inspecting it.
Interesting choice to paint it in this style, considering you're on a world that one would say has destroyed its natural environment.
Well, it reminds me of home.
I think it reminds you of...
Actually, no, they're from a desert world?
Yeah,
they're from arid world. Yeah. No, it reminds me of a planet I vacationed on.
Or maybe you like to live in stark contrast to what's around you.
Perhaps.
You're able to have what no one else around you does.
Yes.
Oh, really?
I worked for it.
Oh, did you? Good. It's good to hear that.
I was very conflicted and confused. Shredon's used to business just going, and he's very, kind of turned for a loop here. you see him, reach again for more bugs, and he just stuffs them in his snout.
Well.
You're standing over, a very nice vase nearby.
Well, thank you for your gift of information. And it is...
My payment? The 15,000?
Oh, I thought you were being a charitable member of the Empire.
You
were a loyal servant, were you not?
Get out of my apartment.
And he snaps his fingers and all the droids start pointing their guns at you.
I step closer towards him and I loom over him. And I just gently again, caress under his snout. Just with my finger.
Oh, come now.
Your big wolfman finger?
Yep.
I don't have any more information for you. And if you're not going to pay me, just leave.
Who said I wasn't going to pay? I was just asking you if you're giving it as a loyal member of the Empire. But since your loyalty isn't that strong, well, I suppose we should conduct business and be on my way. I thought we were just going to have a genial chat about art.
You hear him gulp.
Yeah. The Inquisitor is, of course, just fucking with him.
Yeah.
Because that's what the Inquisitor does.
Yeah.
I just want what I was promised.
Were you now? Well, 15,000 credits for a man like you, that's nothing.
I look at Finley and I look at Frode. See that he's paid 50,000 credits.
Right away, sir?
Take it from my coffers.
Of course, sir.
And I look at Kriz and see how he reacts to being paid 50,000 instead of 15.
He looks surprised, confused. He, at this point, is he's still in his chair. Are you still touching his face while you say that, or did you stand up?
I stood back up.
Yeah. And he's just looking up and he's like,
thank you very much.
Maybe next time you should remember where your loyalties lie. The Empire treats you well.
Uh-huh. It does.
And I hold out an open hand.
He puts his dust-covered hand on yours.
And I put my other hand on top of his.
Okay.
And I hold it very tight, just enough to start squeezing for it to be uncomfortable.
Yeah, towards the end, he's like...
So, in the future, just remember the hand that feeds you.
I squeeze it even tighter.
Okay.
Not enough to break bones, but just close to that.
Okay, yeah, you hear it I will. I will.
Spend some of that extra money to buy some brutalist or tribal art. And I turn around and march out.
So with your spin and turn, we wipe away.
What a fucking weirdo this character is.
It's great.
Part of it was that they do provide a little more information in a data pad as you leave.
Okay.
And they do have a source that says they suspect that Zayreen has been using the Fondor steam pipes system as a way to move around the city, and she may be staying there. It's most likely. And it makes the most sense to stay out of sight. And from the Empire, those are mapped for you. So you have a big map of the city of Fondor, and then it just... I imagine you're in your shuttle, and it's hollow projected up, and then the top layer of the city fades away, and you see a complex system of tubes and pipes that are very much large enough for you to move through. These are industrial-sized big pipes, and they aren't always in use, and with your clout and authority in this city, you can have them systematically controlled for any kind of movement.
So I assume we get back on my shuttle, and I have a moment with Finley and Frode.
So, she seems to be using the steam tunnels underneath. How would you go about tracking down this Zayreen Kordath?
I guess what I would do is, I'd try and steam them out a bit and force them into an inadvantageous position. Kind of corner them.
Sure, but she's been here longer. She knows the terrain.
Yeah. She might be able to override some of our control.
Especially if she's not working alone.
Well, that would be also just good information to know, that if she can override what we're doing, that means we got someone on the inside we gotta take care of.
Yeah, it's a big city, though. All you need is someone good enough with mechanics and some credits, or some promises.
What about you, Danica? How would you go about this?
Well, I mean, they're mostly pipes, unless she's... She's apparently been here for quite a while. I imagine she's in a place with more space than a simple pipe. If there's any open spaces in the underground, I would check there first, I suppose.
The obvious choice would be going into the underground. But she has the advantage of knowing this terrain. She wouldn't have haphazardly made herself available if she didn't have a plan for us to go there, inevitably. Why spring the trap? Why not create one of our own? Tell me, what do you know of the Jedi? The behavior? What's their weakness?
And I lean in.
Compassion?
Compassion, exactly. She'd of course surrender herself if those precious to her were harmed. Or even not just those precious to her. Just innocent bystanders.
Are you saying we kidnap someone?
Kidnap legal citizens of the Empire?
I want you two to go on the ground and start gathering information. Talk to the children. Go undercover if you must. Report back to me immediately once you find information. I don't care if it's actionable, just find me what you can.
Alright.
Alright. I mean, going undercover's fun sometimes, so...
Sure.
I'm looking forward to it.
Hey, we leave that scene. You go to your offices and chambers on the shuttle. And imagine Danica and Chuck go into more common clothing. Yeah. And hit the streets.
Call me Sam Axe.
Sam Axe?
I don't know, it sounds like a cool name.
Sure. I don't know. Call me Klarn.
Klarn?
Sure.
It sounds like an alien name, but okay.
Whatever. I'm not good at this. You're better at this part.
It's the fun part.
Oh, let's just get going. And you two head into like a slummy area. And it's like you find essentially like a small slum marketplace where people are just hawking scrap, some not expired food.
Right.
That you find.
I look for who's the oldest person selling stuff there.
Okay. There's it's like an old, oh yeah, Fondorians are mostly human. It's just this old weather-faced bald guy, because Fondorians are bald, and he's over a little box that he's got some like pieces of circuitry and wiring that he's hawking.
Hello?
Hi, yeah.
Interested?
You got a lot of cool stuff over here. Let me take a look.
I found it this morning.
Oh, wow, that's pretty neat. Where'd you find this?
Garbage.
Garbage, huh? You ever find any good stuff in, like, in like, steam pipes? Like, it seems like untapped territory.
Why would you go there? There's nothing in there. It's just steam.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes, you know, people drop stuff and leave stuff, you know, in the pipe system.
I didn't think of that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like, you never think about that kind of stuff. Do you know anyone that, like, hangs out in the pipes?
It's like some kids that play down there. Some of them get stuck and die, though.
Oh, boy, that's terrible. But, like,
Hey, you're not supposed to go down there.
Yeah, but like, kids, oh, that's smart. You could probably get the kids to help you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right, they're smaller, they can get into a little space. That's a great idea.
Yeah. I mean, it is my idea, so I think I should get the first crack at it. It's only fair.
I mean, it's not fair. If I do it first, then I'm gonna do it.
Yeah, but come on, it was my idea, you know. I just need to, you know, where are these kids at? And then I put, like, 20 credits. Okay. Kind of slip it to him.
Here, roll coercion.
Can there be, like, someone, like, who was, like, behind him in line, or, like, also in the store? Be like, excuse me.
Yeah, go ahead.
Excuse me, are you trying... Actually, no, make your roll first.
Yeah, make your roll first.
My character will be the threat.
What's yeah. the difficulty?
So this is difficulty 2.
Okay. So green and 2 purple.
Yeah. So yeah, coercion, what that is, it's off of presence.
So you get...
So you start
yellow.
With 2 green, and then you upgrade yeah, 1
to yellow.
Oh, okay.
So you... Sorry, yeah, and you get rid of 1 of the greens.
Okay. There you go. Point 3.
So what is it?
A failure, but it's a triumph.
With a threat.
And a threat.
So the threat is my guy.
Yeah, your guy. But he does open up and tell you, like,
there's a group of them. They hang out in a couple of the alleyways that way.
Oh.
There's an entrance to the steam tunnels.
Oh, well, geez. Thanks, man. I'm going to go check that out.
And excuse me, but I couldn't help but overhear. Are you two conspiring to make sure that the children in this neighborhood are be used for labor?
Oh, yeah, because you're doing a real great job of keeping an eye on them and making sure they're safe and sound in this neighborhood. Oh, gee golly, yeah.
Well, I'm not a parent, but I'm someone who has a decent sense of morals.
Oh, wow, you got a real great sense of morals here, letting all these kids run around.
Kids run around! They're able to do that!
I mean, this is dangerous, you know. This is a marketplace. This isn't an area for kids.
It's clearly a dangerous place when we have 2 businessmen. I thought you were better than this, she leans into the shop owner.
What?
Conspiring to use child labor? Huh.
What? I cut them in.
Lady, I sell scrap.
Yeah, you sell scrap, and I was planning on using it to make some of my art. Well...
This is Star Wars hipster on Fondor.
Yes. Oh, great. So...
She's gentrifying this neighborhood.
Yeah. Great. So she lives.
I live here because the rent is really low.
Yeah,
rent's really low. It's also reasonably close to some of the better areas. Like, I could go to a nightclub and listen. My grandparents are paying for this area, but you know what? And I don't plan on having kids anytime soon. But if I was, maybe I'd find a different area. Maybe go to the City Slope. That area.
Get out of here! I'll sell her the scrap.
Yeah.
So she's just like chewing his ear off.
So yeah.
Danica looks at you and is like, that was a disaster.
I found out where the kids were, didn't I?
Sure.
All right, let's go find some kids.
All right, let's go find some... I can't believe I'm saying this. Let's go find some kids, Chuck.
All right.
Can we get to a shot of the Inquisitor?
Yeah.
So the Inquisitor, while he sent these two out, he's returned to a Star Destroyer.
Mm-hmm.
And he's sitting in his chambers, and he's sitting meditating. Hmm. And I just want to say there's like... You know, his eyes are closed. He's sitting sort of like lotus position, but his hands are like resting palm up, but clenched. And he's reaching out with the Force. And we, you know, you get that camera, or you get that sound cue that the Force is being used, mm-hmm. but maybe the music's sort of creepy and dark. There's some sort of Gregorian chant.
Like lower tones.
Yeah, like, oh. Mm-hmm. And he's reaching out with the Force to try to make contact with Zarine.
So this would be... Does he have sense?
He has a Force rating.
Okay, so he has a Force rating.
Yeah.
So he can... I think you can use it, but it's more difficult.
Yeah.
So yeah, go ahead. Make it, this would be difficulty... Is there difficulty to this? Yeah, there is, because they can try and resist you reaching out.
Yeah, so would it be like an opposed thing? Like, I want to make contact with her, like, hey, I'm here. I know you're here. Just like a...
Okay.
just like pinging her, like, "Hey, you up?" But not like you up. No, more like, "Hey, have you been?"
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So 3, 4 force pips in total.
Okay. You.
And I'm meditating there, like, sort of giving myself over to the force, but, like, focusing on my anger and feeling the dark side surge through me just to, like, reach out and grab out with that whatever power I can.
You don't get a response, but you do feel an emotion.
So I acknowledge, like, I get that she's there?
Yeah, you feel an emotion, and it's familiar, and it's a mixture of regret and a little bit of fear, sadness.
I pour into the force, like, a sense of anger, but a sense of anger at myself.
Hmm. Okay.
Like a sense of self-loathing. And a sense of regret as well.
I feel other emotions move away, and feels like, when you get the emotion back, it feels like falling, like, into an ocean of sadness. And then it kind of seals itself away.
So I let go of that feeling, and I pull out of the meditation, and then I just lurch forward.
In those last moments, you do hear your name said by a female voice.
It's like an echoey sort of thing. Mm-hmm. I get up.
Do you want to reveal it? What you hear? It's up to you.
I kind of want to, but... Oh, Liam's shaking his head.
The audience is here for this, and
I love the suspense, though. Of...
We're gonna save till the end of the episode, maybe. Okay. Of if the Inquisitor has a real name and what is it?
Yeah, I think it's better for the conversation. Write it down for me again,
by the way. Cut back to Danica and Chuck, who are now in the alleyway with a few children, and Danica is hobbling towards them.
All right, yeah, just follow my lead. Just walk with that limp.
All right, fine.
Hey, kids.
No, one of them looks up. What? What do you want?
It's my friend's leg. It's real banged up. I know I've been looking for. I know there's, you know, some sort of a healer that comes around here. I need her bad. My friend's leg, she might lose it.
Make a deception check.
So deception 1, so I get a roll.
Yeah, and deception is based off of your cunning.
Okay, yeah. So I get one
yellow.
And one yellow?
Well, it would be one green, and then the green turns into the yellow.
So it's yellow versus one purple.
I love how you have, like, no, like,
infiltration skills.
Yeah.
What is infiltration skills?
Well, deception is presence, isn't it?
Oh, is it No, deception is cunning.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Well,
what's success that? And an advantage. So the kids, one of them is a young blonde, actually, no, they're bald, because they're Fundorians. These are more Fundorians. So they're bald.
Oh, the humans on Fundor are bald?
Yeah. They're actually not entirely human.
Is Lobot
they're
Fundorian?
They're considered human.
Is that...
What Lobot is?
I don't know. This is all wiki lore I'm reading. So
yeah, that's all
know,
like
old
canon.
I don't know
stuff.
How old canon it is and stuff like that. But as far as I know, Fundorians are all bald. I think they have like purplish or they have purple blood. Yeah. I believe is one of their differences.
Weird.
But the galaxy considers them humans.
Yeah, yeah.
For all intents and purposes. Yeah, they're both bald kids in scrap clothing, and they like look at each other and say, "Well." There's a woman who lives in the steam pipes. She heals people.
What, a woman that lives in the steam pipes?
Yeah, there's some people that live down there just because, you know, they're homeless or, you know, they have nowhere else to go.
Oh, man. Is it close by here?
It's not too far, I guess. And they both like, kind of look at you like, you're not with the... The stormtroopers, right?
No.
Make another deception check.
What's this one?
Or a deception roll. So this is still...
difficulty one, or...?
Yeah, difficulty one.
What do you say the advantages? Yeah, they believe in him with a blue eye.
Yeah, with a blue eye. Thank you.
Yeah. Look at me, sticking up.
Hey!
Lots of advantages.
Yeah.
No failures or successes.
They don't...
So
they haven't decided.
Yeah.
I guess...
I tell him... You know, I served in the Clone Wars.
Oh. Wait a minute, he doesn't look like a clone.
the other kid. Thank you. Yeah, you don't look like a clone.
It wasn't all clones, you know, there was regular people that fought too.
Yeah, then why they call it the Clone Wars?
Yeah.
Because that's just what a majority of them were. I mean, plenty of officers were humans and other aliens. I mean, the Jedi weren't clones.
They look at each other, and Hort's like another little kid. He's like,
yeah, that's technically true. There's also some droids who fought in the Clone Wars, and they weren't clones. And I think you're being too literal. I'm not being too literal. You're being a little too literal.
The other one looks over and is like, listen, I'll tell you how to get there if you give us some credits.
I mean, I don't have a lot on me, but I can give you some, yeah.
Okay, fine.
I give him 10 credits.
Okay. He gives you basic directions. It's not too far, and he tells you there's one cross intersection that is, if you get to it, it's near, that is like an indicator that you're nearby. And that she's staying in a, what is essentially like an aeration chamber. So it's just a large open chamber that is part of the steam pipe system that pulls steam in different areas, and it's full of fans and stuff like that, and that's generally how it works. He just tells you it's a big room full of fans.
They don't move around or anything like that? Like, if I go there, they'll be there, right?
It's the last place people have said they've been, so... How many credits do you have?
I give him another 5. So I have 15 altogether.
Okay. Yeah, he takes the 15 credits and says, nice doing business with you, mister! And runs off and grabs his friends.
Oh, wait a minute, we're still having a conversation!
Quiet!
I
just made 15 credits, shut up!
Louis won it 3 ways?
No! We definitely don't, I take most of it!
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I did all the talking! And you see him go around the corner. And Danica pipes up, weren't we supposed to kidnap them?
Wait, what?
Wasn't that the idea? Oh no, we were supposed to get information.
Yeah, she's the one, not kidnapping them, but coercing them. I mean, do you want to kidnap those
kids?
Okay. I was going to say, that's...
I thought he said that before.
I mean, he probably thought it. That dude definitely thought it, right?
Probably. Probably, yeah.
He can't hear us, right?
I don't know. Is he trying to?
I just kind of, stiffle up.
I don't know that much about Jedi or whatever they do. Do they do that?
I don't think so. Inquisitor's a punk bitch. And I just kind of say it, and I...
You know, if you're the one who thinks he might be able to do that, maybe don't do that.
I gotta know.
That's not a good...
Chuck Finley always needs to know.
Let's just go report back.
Yeah.
Do you calm or do you head back?
Yeah, calm.
Calm.
Still in our civilian clothing.
Little hollow image of the Inquisitor shows up.
sir, I believe we found their location.
You found the children?
Well, I found the children, and they told me where they believe Zareen to be.
Good. Take the children into custody. They'll be useful to me.
Danica punches your arm.
For the record, I was planning on that.
I know!
I fucking knew it! well, sir, I mean, should we get him now, or should we circle back on that? We should circle back on that. I'm motioning Danica. Go.
And Danica runs off.
By the way, remember, isn't it a holo projector?
Yeah, yeah. And I'm just like, remember, you have a lip. You have a lip.
Oh, and she flips you off, and she's like, no, fuck you, and keeps running.
The Inquisitor is pinching the bridge of his nose between his eyes and just shaking his head.
With all due respect, sir, I wasn't sure we were supposed to grab the kids as well. I didn't want to make a scene in the marketplace or any sort of... anything that could give us away and give a heads up to Zareen that we're coming.
Competent idiocy, was it?
And yes, close the comm.
Danica went around the corner, couldn't catch up to the kids.
No.
They were too fat. She failed hard. 2 failures, 2 advantages.
They definitely clothesline her or put a shovel in her path and it sprawls her in the bed.
Yeah. What they do is they're going through this another part of the slum marketplace and they upturn a container full of fruit.
Yeah.
It gets in her way and she
comical amount of fruit.
Oh yeah. Comical amount of fruit
rotten
just falls
fruit,
out. Rotten
it's
fruit.
Like rotten.
And
bad
she like
fruit.
Steps on one and slips.
Whoop.
Yeah.
Slide was
and you after your conversation turn the corner and see her lying in a pile of rotten produce.
What is exactly you do, Danica? What do you do?
I'm a heavy weapons expert, Chuck. You know that.
Wow, great. those rotten vegetables and fruits look real heavy. You know what, Chuck? Shut up. Just shut up, okay? All right.
She, like, wipes a bunch of juice off of her face.
Good news, though. There is a silver lining here. Two. One, I think the Inquisitor is not going to kill us because of the whole not getting the kids thing. I seem to have convinced him. Two, he definitely can't hear us right now. I mean, I straight up called him a punk bitch, and he didn't kill me.
I'm so, so happy to hear that, Chuck.
All right, so you did all that running for nothing. Let's go back and meet up with the boss man.
I thought you said we needed the children.
Hey, listen, I think I said, like, let's not cause a scene here, and then he did a callback to that whole competent idiot thing, and then he hung up on me. I think that means we're off the hook.
I don't think that's what that means.
Let's just grab a kid. Let's just grab one random child.
He doesn't know which one they are.
Yeah,
he can't see what we're doing.
Yeah.
All right, great.
Right.
Let's do that. So, how are you going to do this?
Yeah.
Is actually what I need to ask, is what is your plan to find and kidnap children and use them as bait?
Wait, didn't that guy say kids die in the tunnels all the time?
Yeah.
What if we just grab one of the dead ones and say, you know, I don't know, he died or something?
I think also we need kids who mean something to this individual, to Serene.
I mean,
leverage is what we're looking for.
So Vader gave this guy a thumbs up at one point.
At one point.
The equivalent of. Hey, listen.
It may have been from, like, guessing his favorite, like, food.
Hey, listen. Like, Vader hates officers and everything like that, but he loves ground soldiers. He cares about his troops.
Does he? I don't think that's...
I think, like, canonically, like, yeah, he usually, like, he'll do it, but, like, he cares a little bit more about his troops than the...
Right.
I feel like Chuck... Now, I don't know how you met him, but I want to posit that maybe you got Vader out of a bind by doing a Weekend at Bernie's stunt.
Yes.
Like, just pulling off the dumbest fucking bluff, it worked, and it helped Vader, so Vader's like, okay.
Hey, not bad.
You could tell
that... kid throws you his cape.
Yeah.
Thanks,
Darth Vader!
Yeah.
Thanks, Young Joe! Yeah, he could tell the Force is strong with me. Yeah, just, like, in a dumb way.
In an idiot kind of way. But yeah, what is your plan? Are you going to try and find the same two kids?
No, I'm going to... I guess just grab some kids.
I mean, we need...
Yeah.
Kids who are probably connected to her. Maybe important some way. Or that she's interacted with.
Well, anyone that she's interacted with will do, right? It doesn't have to be kids.
Sure.
It could be adults.
Or...
Let me go check on something real quick.
Oh, okay.
I go back to the bald guy. The old guy
selling scrap, yeah.
So you walk back into the shop.
Yeah.
I buy things here all the time. No, I'm not done with this argument.
Do I have some sort of a taser? Do I have some sort of a stun thing?
Do you?
I mean, your blaster
has a stun.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I walk up behind her, put my blaster stun, and I just pull it.
Shit. Yeah, she doesn't see it coming.
Yeah.
You can go right behind her. And she falls and drops.
And I just kind of holster
it. So go ahead, if you want to act that out, please.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen, my father is
just onto the floor.
Was she here the whole time, man?
Yeah, she usually talks for half an hour and then buys something and leaves.
Oh, that's so crazy. Hey, listen.
Did you kill her?
No, it was
just... He
appears
over the box he uses as a counter.
No, it was a stun. Why, did you want me to kill her?
No!
Okay, good. Yeah, whoa. Getting weird. You're getting weird, man.
I'm getting...
You're getting weird.
What do you want?
Listen, I think I found a prime spot. A lot of scrap, and... Listen, as you can tell, I'm not from here. I need your help. I need a local's help with this.
How much are we talking?
60-40 you.
Fine. Deal.
He spits in his hand and holds it out to you.
I spit in my hand and I...
Done.
As we're shaking, you know what? No one does the spit anymore. It's just solidified.
I do.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, you know?
Alright.
Not a lot of people do it. I shake a lot of dry hands.
So, where is it?
Come with me.
Alright.
And you see him go in there's a little tiny back room, and you see, like, a cot. It looks like he lives in his little shanty shop as well.
I just kind of, like, feel bad about what I'm doing to this guy. It's,
you hear, like, him,
like,
rummaging
now
through some things, and he comes out with what look like, sort of like some nylon rope and rudimentary exploring gear, but it looks old, damaged. The rope itself is very worn.
Yeah.
Like him. Yeah. His equipment has not aged well. But he has it, like, thrown on himself haphazardly and said, lead the way!
All right, let's go.
And you guys leave.
Yeah.
Danica's waiting outside, and as you come out, she's like, really?
Hey, listen, it's a lot of... maybe if you had caught those kids. Maybe if you had caught those kids.
Oh, yeah, this is my fault. This is all my fault, Chuck.
Yeah. You're the one that fell in the big pile of rotten fruit.
Let's just go.
These two are turning into, like, Boris and Natasha.
I love them.
We must get children.
We must get
Moose and Squirrel.
For Grandmaster Plan.
Now starting kid series in which two Imperial Intelligence officers try to capture little kids.
Steal the children and the elderly.
Yep.
So Danica looks to me and goes, what is your plan now?
Hey, Liz... I don't know. I assume she probably... I mean, this guy, he looks like a staple of the community here. I'm sure she knows who he is.
Maybe.
I mean, you know, we could just threaten him. Listen.
What are we doing with him now? And he's, like, over a way... She, like, told him, like, I need to have a word with Chuck for a minute. And he's speaking to you quietly.
Now what? Well, I told him, you know, that I'm going to walk him over there and,
Over where?
To like, this team.
We're supposed to report back to the shuttle.
Yeah. I'm going to tell him to wait there for us.
Well, him or him.
Oh, no, not him. Not the Inquisitor. No,
okay. No. Okay, fine.
Oh, fuck
That's
no.
Fine.
I would never tell him to wait.
So we're going to have him wait at the place?
Yeah, nearby. And then, you know, by the time we got him there, I mean, there's nothing he's going to be able to do when we roll up with everybody.
I suppose, but we should probably use him to draw her out. I think that was the plan.
That's it. Yeah. Oh, fuck. You're right. Okay. let me go talk to him.
Okay.
I go up. Hey, I heard some funny stories about, like, a Twi'lek living in the steam, and some people live in the steam pipes.
Yeah, some Twi'lek lady lives down there.
You know her at all?
Oh, she helped me with my leg.
Oh, she...
It was all swollen. She kind of came a few days, and...
Oh.
Yeah, massages and the swelling went down.
Oh, that's...
I'm a child, sorry.
Huh? Yeah, you are. We all
wow, she sounds real nice. You don't think she's gonna care about us, you know, being in there, right? Like,
why? Is it where she is?
It's close by, it's close by from what I heard.
I'd like to see her. She's a nice lady.
Yeah. Maybe you can get her on board with this.
Oh, I don't know. She's not too into scrapping or scavenging.
Yeah, but she might know some good spots or something. I mean, if she lives down there.
Maybe. I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
Sure.
You can get, you know, and have her check up on your leg.
It's fine now, but okay.
Yeah, but you gotta keep going back to check and make sure it's okay.
Oh, if you say so.
Yeah, that's Medicine 101.
Okay.
Just seems on board, but he's just kind of following, you know. Excited at the prospect of gaining a treasure trove of scrap that you had promised.
Yeah. I'm going to fall back to Danica a bit.
Mm-hmm.
You go get the Inquisitor. I'll stay with this one.
All right.
Also, explain to the Inquisitor what I've done. And then I just walk away.
Like, the camera slowly pans over just to Danica's face, and she looks very annoyed. I hate you, Chuck. I hate you so much. And just spins around and walks back towards the shuttle. And so we cut to Danica going to report to the Inquisitor. And you're probably waiting in the market.
Yeah, I'm like him. Walking. Yeah.
Now, what are you explain? Or what? How are you explaining your? Or are you meeting Danica and the Inquisitor?
I'm going to meet Danica and the Inquisitor over that way.
Okay. So you're probably going to meet them by the entrance that the kids told you about. That's fairly close.
Cool. So the shuttle comes down, lands.
And we see the cameras behind Danica as it lands.
And I see Danica waiting there. The Inquisitor walks down, and he. He just strolls up to her. Where is the other one? And the children.
Well, Lieutenant Finley is with the escort, but,
Escort?
He's an old man who seems to know a bit about Zairine. She's visited him, as she has visited many other people. And healed him, apparently. So...
Do I have an accent?
No.
Did I make myself unclear?
in any way?
No, sir, you did not.
Good, I wanted to be clear about that. Take us there.
Very well. She looks like sick. Like ill, scared. The color drains from her face. She quickly first runs to the...
I actually requisitioned some speeder bikes.
Sweet. Okay, yeah. Do you want to flip for that?
I could requisition them. I'm the Inquisitor.
Do you want to flip for them being here now, in this moment? Fine. After you probably had to ask for them to be
Fine.
Delivered?
I flip.
Yeah, how's that other side of the table feel, Jake?
Listen, I'm a goddamn Inquisitor. I requisitioned some speeder bikes, one for me, one for Danica, and I speed off.
Danica throws her gear and your gear into hers.
Before I do leave, though, I look up at Lieutenant Ducati, who also has the detachment of stormtroopers.
Mm-hmm. Be ready! Meet up with the local head of security around here, whichever person's in charge of the local garrison. Be ready to mobilize on my command.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. He gives a crisp, like, standard attention. No salute, as your thing against salutes is.
I'm not in the military. Yeah. I don't get a salute.
He just stands as respectful and says, it will be done.
Good. I expect nothing less. And I look at Danica. And then I, while looking at her, I just, like, rev the engine and, like, speed off.
Yeah, and she just audibly, like, sighs, and speeds off herself. And we pan away, and quickly you make your way to... You are a little outside the market, and there is a big grate on the side of a building that looks like it's been opened before, and you and the old man are standing in front of it, and these two speeders come up, and you see the Ninth Brother Inquisitor and Danica, and she gets off of the speeder and starts putting on her gear and tosses you a bag with yours.
Oh. I want to try and say, like, I want to kind of have the old man's back to them so he doesn't quite see them.
Sure.
And I want to try and shuffle him down there to bring her out.
Okay, before he knows.
And I kind of give them, like, a approach.
Easy enough, you see them and you're like, oh, we should go in now. And he's like, yeah, you're right, fine. And, like, goes in. And he's going down. There's a ladder set into the wall itself that leads down. And he's down there now. And yeah, she gets out and starts putting on her armor as quickly as possible and getting her rotating heavy plaster out.
I get off the speeder bike and I walk on over to Lieutenant Finley.
Do I have an accent? Generally, do I have an accent?
No, you speak pretty clear.
So I did not make myself unclear when I spoke to you with my orders?
Due to some unforeseen circumstances, sir, we had to improvise, as I'm sure a man...
You see Danica behind you, like, going.
As I'm sure a man of your stature realizes that on a real mission, you know, the best laid plans often...
You impressed Lord Vader, correct?
Yes, sir.
You must be rather intelligent, yes.
I wouldn't say...
Competent idiocy, then.
Yeah. I just kind of put my head down in acceptance of that.
Why do you think I wanted those children?
I guess you believe they are force sensitive or something, leverage. The leverage.
What sort of leverage?
The same one I'm providing with the shopkeep. You know, it's still an innocent life that she wouldn't want just needlessly slaughtered.
While he's talking, I raise my finger slowly, and just with the tip of my claw, start, like, down the... I'm assuming you have, like, a big bump in your cleft in the chin.
Oh, yeah.
I just start gently gliding my finger up and down the cleft of your chin. Oh, God, this guy's so fucking creepy.
Yeah, I love it.
I just kind of give, like, a weird, like, what the fuck, dude? Look, like, not, like, freaked out, just like, what is this?
Go on, you were saying?
Yes, sir. I believe the job... you know, should be done the same as it would with the children, with the old shopkeep.
How many children did I want?
You just said the children. I'm not sure.
So, children implying
at least
plural.
Two. At least two, sir. Oh, one for each of us.
No. But closer.
I don't know. I expected human shields or something. I don't know.
I will do this myself.
And I immediately jump to start climbing the nearest wall.
Okay.
To, like, overlook the markets.
Yeah, sure.
Cool. Should I roll athletics?
Are you trying to be Are you trying not to be overt? Or are you just
I mean, we're by an alleyway, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going to run
up. Go in the alley? Okay.
Yeah, well, I'm just going to climb the side of a wall and start running around.
So I guess it would be an athletics.
Okay. What's the difficulty?
It's a man-made structure difficulty, too. Going up a sheer surface, but you have claws. Yeah.
I so succeed that's... with some advantages.
Yeah. I'm going to say the advantages are, as soon as you get up there, in the alley across the street, you see a group of kids just milling around in this little alleyway, just like throwing stuff at each other and tackling each other and having a good time.
Cool. I look over to Danica and I just kind of go, hey, you ever realize we're working for the literal boogeyman right now, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and we had to work hard for it. Remember that, too. And yeah. How ironic that is. Yeah.
Isn't it funny how large my ears are?
I say from way up top.
not funny at all, sir.
Danica has no response. She's just like, his ears are big. I'm not going to say anything.
So I go running from like over the top and I get closer to the children, so I'm watching them.
Okay. Yeah, you see them just like playing, knocking each other around.
What are they playing?
They're just kind of roughhousing. Well, actually, they're roughhousing, but you do notice two of them have metal rods that they're holding, like swords almost.
How open is the area? Are they off like by themselves?
This part is in an alley that opens up into a square. It's between four buildings.
Okay.
And so it has like four alleyways that are conjoining into one like larger square. And they're playing in it. And two of them have their backs to each other and are holding these rods. And the rest are like feigning attacking them in waves.
I'm going to use my move power to like really, like when one kid goes to smack another, really smack them hard.
Okay.
Oh, jeez.
I think you throw all the force for that, right?
I could use these indiscriminately.
Yeah, you can use whatever.
So three total. Which is more than enough.
So I
don't want to, like really hurt the kid. Maybe give him, like, a good crack on the head. Maybe, like, a small gash.
Okay. Yeah, one of the kids who is coming forward is like, rawr, and pretending to be some kind of monster. And one swings, trying to go over. And you just tip your claw down a little bit in the direction. And the rod goes... dips underneath in its trajectory and slams right into the kid's head, and you just hear ping, and the kid like falls down and starts crying, and you see like even from your vantage point you see like some blood well up from the wound, and the rest like crowd in. And
so while they're crowding in, I'm going to leap down behind them as quietly as possible.
Okay, make a stealth roll.
What's the difficulty?
Honestly, difficulty one. There are a bunch of kids.
Someone there's just a got distraction. Should I roll blue? Oh,
yeah. There is. Yeah, that's. Yeah, there's a distraction. So roll blue. The big old distraction. Holy shit!
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, they don't notice you. You just down the side of the building. You even like put your claw into the building to slow your descent and don't make a noise. Just
I do it and then like go halfway down that way and then like maybe spiral jump away so I land in a crouch right next to them. And I just stand up slowly and I study them for a second.
Is he all right?
They all look up at you and are immediately afraid.
I don't know. I hit him by accident.
I let me see. And I walk over and I crouch down next to the child. Mm-hmm. Oh, look at that. And I like, just like pat his bald head. Like, there. It'll be all right.
You should all really be more careful, I say to all of them, and I smile at them, but it's a big toothy grin. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. I'm looking at skills. In this instance, there are some ways this can go. I'm trying to figure it out. Okay.
I look at one of the children, like one of the most, like, the most nimble-looking child.
It's probably the other one holding the sword. It didn't hit anyone.
I point at him.
You! Your friend needs help! You should get the Twi'lek.
They all look at each other. You know about her?
Of course. We all know about her.
We all? You're still an Imperial.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, it's an... Like, the Inquisitor's outfit isn't, like, standard issue.
That's true. It's not. You do look rich. That's me, sorry. You do look like money, though.
Yeah. I do have a shoulder pauldron on.
Yeah. Alright.
You should let her know that he needs help.
They look at each other. That's
all right. She knows who I am. Tell her... An old friend is here to make sure the boy will be fine until she arrives.
All right. The one you point to, the other one with the pipe, he kind of, like, stiffens up and looks around at everyone and says, all right, you two, go find her, now. And they run off, and he starts, like, actually, he kind of goes in front of you and goes to the one that's hurt and starts, like, picking him up and taking him to somewhere he can sit down.
Cool. I just stand there, watch casually, like,
you like to play with swords?
And the two that had them, yeah. A little bit.
Well, while we wait, maybe I could show you a thing or two. I'm a little skilled myself. I could show you a few tricks, so this way, next time you won't hurt your friend.
And I smile again, a big toothy grin.
Okay. They both look at each other. Oh, all right, I guess. Fine. And they pick up their rods. Yeah.
And I just start showing the kids some drills.
Okay.
Some old, like, but they're old classic lightsaber forms. And I, like, walk them through, like, oh. I, like, tap his shoulder, like, no, 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 raise your arm up a little bit more.
And you're showing them, like, muscle memory, how to hold it, even.
Hold, tighten your grip there, good. Firm, but not too firm.
And I start walking them through a few drills.
The one who seemed like the leader is actually fairly adept at learning.
Interesting. Oh, man. While he's doing this, I stand back, and I just, like, watch the children, and I, in particular, study this child.
He has, buzz short hair.
Okay.
Very, like, sharp eyes.
So he has hair.
He's not Fondorian. You notice that, too. Most of the children are Fondorian. He is just human. Just full-on, full-blooded, imperial human.
Hmm. And then I wait.
Yeah. Yeah, and as you wait, there is, like, one moment where you watch him leap over a swing that was for his feet from behind him.
Hmm.
And there's just, like, a moment where you see that.
And I smirk.
Oh, it's one of those things where, like, time slows down for a minute as you watch it, as he just looks over his shoulder for a minute and lifts himself off the ground for a second, just in time.
Yep.
And at that point, let's see, and where are
Danica? We're still by the grate.
Yeah, I guess we're still by the grate, and
the old guy's just yelling up, like, hey, what's going on? How are we going?
What's happening?
Yeah.
Are we going in?
What do you do?
I look down, I can see him.
Mm-hmm.
I switch my gun to stun and I shoot him.
It's stun, people. Yeah. It's stun. Yeah, you hit him and he just passes out in the steam.
And I just look at Danica and I was like, honestly, that's probably better for him than whatever's about to happen.
I guess. Hopefully the steam doesn't go through.
Oh, fuck. I jumped down to go get it.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Roll One. If you enjoyed listening, please rate us on iTunes and, most importantly, tell your friends about us. Also, follow us on Facebook or on Twitter at Roll1Podcast. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns, shoot us an email at roll1podcast@gmail.com. The Ninth Brother is played by Jake Lucas, who also produces Roll1, and can be found on Twitter at Jake A. Lucas, or on stage with his sketch team Candy Ass at the People's Improv Theater. Chuck Finley is played by Liam O'Reilly. You can find Liam on Mysteries McCree, a new actual play podcast debuting in late February or early March. It's an old-school detective noir-styled game set in a D&D world about a pair of brother and sister detectives. This episode of Roll One is game mastered by Tom Wilson, who can be found on Instagram with the name IMTDubs. The Star Wars, Edge of the Empire, Age of Rebellion, and Force and Destiny role-playing games belong to Lucas Books and Fantasy Flight Games. All music is by Nerd Salad, who can be found on Facebook or on Twitter at Nerd Salad. Stay tuned for the next thrilling episode of Roll One. Until then, I will find you.